I spent one night in the village last night. We just went in to get accredited and stuff, and then we go to our training base in Lanesbury, where most of the Olympic Irish team will come first to just train a little bit and then go into the village. So it's kind of good to keep out of the hype of the village, and because there's a lot of buzz going on over there.
Could you get distracted, or is it the fact that you've been there already, maybe it might leave it more difficult for you to be distracted?
Yeah, like, you know, I kind of know what to expect this time, which is brilliant, but definitely, you know, I was in the village last night, and I have to say, it's just, it is an incredible village, and you could definitely get carried away with the whole buzz and hype of everybody's just going mad over there. So it's kind of nice to get out of it and keep concentrated on your training, but at the same time, like, I really want to get back in there. So
mm-hmm. It's probably no harm to get a taste of it and maybe get that out of the system.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, you know, I've been in there. I know where I'm sleeping, where I'm eating, what everybody's doing, where we go to train, and, like, you know, it's just good to know all those things and know that they're all right before you go in there full time.
Are you still training quite hard? And when is the first match? When is it scheduled to start?
Yeah, we were training this morning. Like, we were in the village, we left there quite early and came to Lanesbury, so we trained this morning about 10 to 12, and then we'll go back now and we'll train again at 4 to 6. So our first match is on the 28th of July, and in the first 4 days, myself and Scott will be playing, like, two of the first 4 days, so we're not sure which ones we'll be playing, but more than likely we'll be playing the first day. So we're still training quite hard. It's kind of more of a tapering phase now, you know, getting the speed up and a few games and stuff, so it's not the hard stuff, but it's kind of the fast stuff now.
So you're starting very early in the competition, and then will you be able to stay on till the end of the Olympics, or would it be your wish to get away out of the place if you're beaten early on?
As it stands, I'm staying until the closing ceremony, so we won't be able to do the opening ceremony because we'll be playing the next day, but the whole team stay until the 13th of August, and I think I'll definitely stay on. You know, afterwards I might be a bit disappointed if things don't go well, or I might be over the moon if things go really well. So I think I'll definitely stay to the 13th of August. There'll be good buzz around London, so it should be good fun.
Are you in good form at the moment?
Yeah, I feel really good. You know, things have gone really well, and we're training well over here, and, you know, the facilities are fantastic. We've got a brand new hall to ourselves to train in the camp, and, you know, the food halls are brilliant. Everything over here is just really, really good. So, like, I can't give it one complaint. And I'm feeling good form. I'm feeling fit and ready. So I just want to get out there and get going now.
Did you ever think when you started off playing badminton that this is where you would end up as a double Olympian?
No, definitely not. Not whenever I stood there in a very cold church hall from a very young age did I ever think I'd be in London 2012. But, you know, it's definitely a surreal feeling. When you leave the Olympics, it was like last time in Beijing when I came home, it was kind of like you realise what's just happened. But, you know, this time I'm determined to make every day feel brilliant, because it does pass you by very, very quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can feel the joy in your voice as you speak to me now from London. You're embracing the occasion, which is very important.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think these sort of things, you kind of have to go out and get them. If you shy away from them, the whole thing of the Olympics could take over you. So, yeah, you know, the last time, I know what to expect this time, and it hasn't let me down, definitely not.